Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Scrub-a-dub-dub. Happy Monday.
It's Monday fun day.
Becca and I lived opposite lives one day this week, and it was very funny because it literally, I lived a Becca life for 12 hours, and she lived a Tanya life for 12 hours, and I have to tell you, I felt like garbage.
Yeah. You gotta commit to it for a few weeks so no, that you don't feel bad anymore with the garbage eating and stuff. You gotta like, it's like anything. You have to commit for a few weeks before you start feeling good.
So I went out to a birthday party, and so I was like out, and they had Raisin Cane's there, and Red Star has never had Raisin Cane's, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is Becca's like favorite thing ever. You have to get the toast, blah, 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 blah. So we get it. And I ate it at like 11 o'clock at night or something. And I just felt so awful the next day. Becca that morning had salmon and vegetables for dinner and woke up early for a workout the next day.
Wow.
Well, so I've been working out and I'm doing it in the morning because I've been doing it with Allie and she has to do morning classes. And I feel like I'm because of my competitive brain, I do better if there's someone in there that I know, so I can like kind of compete with them in my head. She doesn't know I'm doing that. And so JoJo was in town, and I was telling her like, hey, do you want to do this Pilates class with me? And I had invited Tanya. I was like, we're gonna go at 9:15 tomorrow. Come, like you'll love it. So she's like, I'm going to this party tonight or whatever. And so she sent me, I woke up the next morning and I had pictures of them eating canes. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then she texts me and she's like, there's no way I'm going to make it to class. I feel so sick. And I was like, we are literally living parallel lives because we ate salmon and veggies for dinner and we're going to hot Pilates and you ate canes last night and you're like, I need to sleep in.
Yeah. So it really was a life swap, if you will.
Yeah.
But I do have to say, I couldn't, like, I had to get up and I went on a run because I felt like such garbage. I was like, I have to
get my mental game back on to like work. And so I just went on a run and felt a little bit better. But mm-hmm. I got to tell you, the Becca lifestyle does not suit me.
But the Becca life, like that's all I've known my whole entire life. Like I was raised, I mean, my mom cooked, but I also, we loved fast food. It's like a very Southern, you know, that's just how I grew up. So I've never had like a strict routine where I ate super healthy or exercised every day. You know, I just have always done my own thing. And so, but I will say, like, I have been trying to eat better just to have the energy because I'm working out and I am not like craving the unhealthy food as much. Like, JoJo and I went to Stagecoach and I ate like pretty healthy for being at like this country festival all weekend. And I was proud of myself.
Nice.
I feel good. But now that you brought up Cane's, it sounds really good right now.
I do have to say, that chicken is like not a lot of batter and very juicy and delicious. Like I felt like it was like really great.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. I mean, everything. It's so simple. All they offer is the same meal in different forms, which is toast, chicken tenders, fries, and the sauce. The sauce really makes it.
Yeah, the sauce is good.
They have healthy options at Stagecoach? That surprises me that there are healthy ways.
No, sorry.
You brought your own food.
So yeah, we had a house and so we didn't go till, I mean, I don't know how people rage for 3 days all day long. Seriously, because it was 103 degrees. Like it was so freaking hot. And we went, I think Saturday, we laid by the pool all day and we ate like at the house and stuff. And then we didn't go to the festival till I think 6 p.m. as it cooled off. So, and then we drank, which I wish we had eaten a little something to soak up the alcohol, but it is what it is. And I was thinking to myself, and then we left Sunday and I was thinking, how do people do this for 3 days straight all day drinking in that heat? I don't know.
Youth.
There's people... Not youth there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm like, I used to be in college. Like, I could rage Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Like,
but it's
rage.
The day, and it's the desert, and the dust, and there's so many people. I was just, like, blown away thinking about, I mean, I've done it. I've done 3 days of it, but half days. And my feet, man, we've sprayed menthol pain reliever spray. And it saved us.
Yeah. The feet situation is pretty gnarly out there in those polo grounds or what are they? Even?
Yeah, polo grounds.
Polo grounds and is gnarly.
JoJo had never, but JoJo's never been to Stagecoach or Coachella. So she had no idea. And I was like, I don't think you can grasp how much walking in the dirt there is. Like,
no matter how VIP you get, yeah, there's nothing will stop you from walking the walks. Nothing.
And the VIP at Stagecoach is it's like next to the stage. So it's as far up as you can get, which is great once you get there, but you are not cute
anymore.
Like
everybody says, like, you know, the celebrities that go that have like the artist wristbands are like, oh, they have the artist wristbands. It's not hard. And I'm like, I've never had an artist wristband, but I'm pretty confident everybody has to walk that walk. Like the artists don't get to just,
I think the artist, like the actual people who go on stage.
But not people with artist wristbands. They still got to go through the same security.
Yeah, it was.
And then something. They get to go into like the front of the stage, but it's still a lot of walking.
Yeah, it was fun. We saw, got to see Taylor Lautner. I haven't seen him in so long. Yeah. And his fiance, Taylor. And
it's weird.
Yeah, Taylor and Taylor. Taylor. The Taylors.
Yeah, I think that would be weird.
And... So yeah, that was really fun. I'm trying to think. We got to see Amanda. I haven't seen Amanda. I just got to see people because of the pandemic that I haven't seen in so long, probably since the last Stagecoach. And it was really fun to just like be in a, you know, big event like that.
Yeah.
And then I got back last night, went to the Haim show at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, I got to give you some credit. You have been social out and about. Like my weekend was literally the opposite. I've been working on this project and my deadline was coming up and I've just been like in this haze. Like I feel like if I'm not working here, like if I'm not doing radio or podcasts, I'm working on this project. So I feel like I haven't been doing anything else. Mm-hmm. And so I finished that this weekend and I just feel so good. And I got a leak in my apartment. And so now I'm beginning to think that there's some sort of significance with water in my life, because everything in my life has to do with leaks. And so I'm going to start reading into that.
Well, don't read too much into it. Just read enough to be like, that could be it. But don't go off the deep end.
Yeah.
Like you tend to do sometimes.
Yeah, I do. But we had some family time and hung out with my family and had a cute, really cute date night. We did have a cute date night.
Oh, yeah. But he put a lot more effort into the drawing. And I would like to acknowledge this for Robbie, because he drew this like art piece on, where were y'all? Were y'all
at this restaurant? It's called Pache, and they have like brown, what do you call that? Like a
construction paper.
Yeah, but it's like you can, like lunch bag paper that they put on the tables and they give you crayons.
Cute.
So
crayons.
Yeah, to draw on the brown stuff. And I actually remember it was one of our first dates. We went there and he drew my name on like a thing. And I was like, that was cute, you know?
He did.
I
like,
love that. Yeah. I love when I can draw during dinner. I love it.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I thought you were at Macaroni Grill because they do that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He drew like a Macaroni Grill.
He drew a whole thing. He drew like my name, and there was halos, and then there was like a rocket ship, because he calls me like a rocket ship that just is like gonna soar high. So he drew like a rocket ship, and he drew like butterflies in there, and like it was very like beautiful.
So did you just last minute do your drawing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, this did not feel like the same effort was put forth, which, you know, I figured there was a reason for it. And I was like, maybe Tanya last minute was like, I'm going to, you know, do something.
Well,
cute.
I thought it was so beautiful. So I took a picture of his drawing, and then mine was blank in front of me. So then I felt bad. So I just drew like a heart with his name in it.
Yeah. I felt that. I felt that rush. Yeah. I'm glad you're out of date night. Those are good.
Yeah, they're necessary.
Yeah, they're very necessary.
Yeah. But you just wait. Now that mama's got some more time on her hands,
Go on.
We're like,
I'm going to be living. L-I-V-I-N-G-E.
Wow.
No, E.
Livinga. She's Livinga.
There's a place in Door County, Wisconsin, where you can draw on the tables. And if they like it, they'll take it and they'll rip it out and they'll post it in their lobby. And that was one of the most exciting things for me, is when they did that. Wow. With this picture that I drew back in 2013. Isn't that cute?
That is cute.
They do that at this one, too. They have them like ripped out and put on the walls.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I felt so honored.
Mark, you should go to Pache and try to draw and see if they'll put it up.
Yeah.
That is on my list. That sounds like fun.
I went to the concert last night. I was obviously really tired, but I was like, you know what? I'm just saying yes to things that I actually want to go to. Like,
yeah, because you are living.
L-I-V-I-N-G-E. I feel like
Livinge, isn't it?
Yeah,
living.
Oh, I see.
I felt like I was watching, like when I was looking at Haim on the stage, I was like, I felt like I was watching people that are going to be around for a long time. Like, they're so cool. Have you ever seen them in concert?
No, but I do like them.
They are so cool.
But like, you know what? Watching a show at the Hollywood Bowl is like just amazing.
It is amazing. But I've seen them. I saw them at the Greek Theater and I felt the same way. But I just feel, and they're like these LA girls, and they really play into like being from LA and like the Valley, and they were so emotional playing at the bowl, and it was just so cool. I was like, I always told Caroline and Hink, if my sisters, if we had any musical talent, that
you could be a band.
Could have been us.
Yeah, I really feel, Becca, like you've been living, and I like it.
Living,
L-I-V-I-N-G.
What else have I been doing?
You've just been living. Like, I just look at you and I'm like, gosh, she is living. And I am into it. I am subscribing. And I'm coming along for the party now, too.
Are you?
I am living. Once I get this water situation patched up in my home and I organize. Oh, you can't. I'm going to be like the Tasmanian devil running around town.
I'm going to see, like, what does water signify?
Oh, boy.
And yeah, this could take me to a dark place in life.
I bet it's something about being cleansed.
Like, I need to cleanse right now. Like, it's time for me to purge.
It can be associated with birth, fertility, and refreshment.
What if it's just a coincidence?
There's been a lot of flooding in my life, like more than your average gal, I would say. You know?
I stand by my question.
Wait, no, sorry. The spiritual meaning of water mainly represents emotions, new beginnings, and purification.
And living.
That's what this means. I need a new beginning into my living, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, I figured it was something with like the purification is where I was like thinking, but refreshment, cleansing, like think of Taylor Swift, clean.
Yeah, new beginnings.
Yeah, that vibe. So look at that little sprinkle drip drip in your living room as a blessing.
Drip drip.
I want to talk about something, but we're going to take a break first that Tanya texted me. So we'll be right back. Oh. All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at Macy's.com/gift finder. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, we're back. So yesterday I get a screenshot of my I get a text from Tanya and it's a screenshot of my Instagram page and it says, I'm feeling a little ... And I was like, what? And she was like, you have to scroll very far down before you see me on my Instagram. And I sent like a laughing emoji and I was like, well, we need to have a Tanya and Becca night. Let's get cute and take pics. And she said, I'm very far down there. I said, well, I'm pretty far down there on yours as well. And she goes, but I actually care. And I said, what do you mean? And she goes, like, it actually makes me sad. It doesn't actually make you sad.
Right. Like she was just trying to counter my attack by attacking me. But she doesn't care where she's not on my Instagram feed. But I actually care.
And I said, okay, well, let's do something together. We've both been busy, but I'd love to have a cute bestie night with you. And she goes, I'm like half joking.
I didn't want her to think I was like seriously mad about it. Like, I didn't want you to think I was mad, you know, because texts can get taken out of context.
And you never know with you.
You never know. You really never know. And so I wanted you to know that I was kind of yanking your chain, but at the same time, like you could throw up a picture of us. But shout out to my best friend. I love you.
Why don't you make time? We make time for each other to hang out so we can take a new photo together.
I'm down. I'm living. I don't know if you've heard.
So we got invited to go. This is interesting. So we got invited to go on this best friends trip, like to celebrate best friend, National Best Friend Day or something. And it's this trip to, where is it?
Aruba.
Mm. Tanya goes, why don't you ask 95P? I mean, ask Robbie. And I'm like, it's for a best friend trip. And she's like, yeah, but we could like just pay for their flights and stuff. And I'm like, and she was like, and then we can just take pictures for it. And I'm like, it's a best friend trip. Why are you trying to invite the significant others?
So first of all,
wow, I don't even know you anymore.
Right?
Wow. Okay. Relationship Tanya is a whole different person.
Okay.
I'm like, I think it would be so fun to go on a trip together. And she's just trying to make it a couple's trip.
First of all, I was given not that much information. I thought we were just getting invited to go. I knew for sure it was inviting the two of us.
Tanya, so it says for National Best Friend Day.
And so, I bet it said that in the subject line of the email.
Yeah, I got a phone call. And so I was like, okay, so I'm like looking at the dates and I'm thinking like, when can I actually go? Logistically with work and stuff, when can I actually make this trip happen? Like, when can I go? And I was like, okay, maybe Memorial Day weekend makes sense. So I'm like looking at the calendar and I'm like, oh, that's my weekend with Robbie, without kids. So that's just kind of how my brain works right now. That's just like what I thought. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll go. We're trying to arrange the dates with you. Da, da, da. And you were like, I don't really want to go for 2 days.
Well, it was because it's a 10-hour flight. So I was make it work. Yeah.
That didn't even cross my mind. And then she's like, well, I thought we'd go to
this. Oh, please. Because you were going to invite Robbie. So you were just like, we're going on a couple's vacation. And yeah, Becca might be there.
No. I thought that it was going to be the four of us. I literally the whole time thought it would be the four of us.
Well, I was like, interesting. Because we don't even have a picture on Instagram because we haven't spent hardly any time together as best friends aside from doing the podcast. And she won't even go on a best friend specific trip with me without him.
Tanya, you imagine, think back to the pre-Robbie era, which I know is very hard for you to imagine, but we were all there for it.
Uh-huh.
If in the pre-Robbie era, you had said to Becca, hey, best friends trip, we can go to Aruba together. They're going to send it. It's going to be great. And Becca said, great, I'll ask 95P. You would have been heartbroken and you would have whined about it for a month.
That's not true.
That is true. You're like, oh, great. About
it. Yeah, I would have. First of all, I'm not a whiner, so excuse me.
I think you would have brought up that a number of times, that 95P, instead of having a best friends trip.
I definitely think you would have said something. Like, I really would love to have just like a weekend like with me and you.
Well, yeah, but that's not how this was approached.
Tanya.
This was not approached to me in that way. I'm
By
telling
whom?
You, it was not.
Well, whoever approached you about it did not read the email.
It was a thing. I did know it was with you. It was like me and you. And so I literally just thought it would be the four of us. This is not my bad. And this is not my bad.
I think it's your bad. And as far as not whining goes, I think texting Becca and saying I'm nowhere near the top of your Instagram page is whining.
She was just half joking.
It's half whining then.
I like public displays of affection.
I know.
Okay.
And you know
yes.
What? To be honest,
blow me, all of you.
And honestly, no, seriously though,
blow me.
It made me think because my first reaction, which I actually sent, was like, "Oh, I'm not far on there on yours." And then you were like, "But you don't care, or whatever." And my first reaction was like, "Well, what does that mean? Like to get defensive?" And then I was like, "You know what? I don't really care. And if Tanya does care, then that is something that I can make happen as her best friend because that means a lot to her, even though it doesn't mean a lot to me."
See?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like trying to make that happen and say like, "Let's have a night together. Let's get cute. Let's go to dinner."
You know, when we will be cute and looking snatched.
Wango Tango, but that's
our boudoir photo shoot.
Yeah, that's a little bit,
but that's
far
weird
away,
if
though.
We take photos together.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like what are we like? Are we like
selfies in our lingerie? Like, could you imagine?
Like, yeah, that would be very strange.
Crotchless panties, like hello.
Crotchless panties. Wait, what?
That's what I'm wearing in mine. In my photo shoot.
Are you giving these? What? Did this turn into like you're making Robbie a calendar or something?
Wait, what are you talking about? We're taking boudoir photos. What are you wearing?
I don't know.
Boy shorts?
Like, no, but like, well, okay, well, there is a fine line between boy shorts and crotchless panties. Like,
where's the middle ground?
Like a lace thong or something?
Okay, mine's a lace thong that has the crotch pulled ripped down.
This motion? Well, wow. Yeah, we're definitely not taking photos together with you in crotchless underwear. But we do have that where we're going to be looking cute. But maybe like we could actually do like a cute night where we go out and we catch up
as friends. I don't know if you remember, but like last week, I literally 1 week ago to the day, I said, "Do you want to hang out after this? We can stay. We can watch Grey's Anatomy." And you're like, "I can't."
Because I had work.
Well, yeah, just saying it's not a one-way street here, sister.
Okay. All right. See, this is called getting defensive instead of being like, "Actually, Becca, I would love to go get dinner. Let's get cute and go somewhere together."
Yeah, I would love to go, but I also would not like to get cute to go. I've been like in this like
you
kind
get
of
cute
just,
for Robbie to go to dinner.
You should have seen me. I was not cute. No, ma'am, I was not.
I've seen you on your date nights when you post your mirror pics.
Thank
Put
you.
Some sweats and a blazer on.
Yeah. I'm in that's like your carefree vibes.
Is that living?
Yeah, yeah. Because I...
Is not looking cute living?
Listen, Tanya is in a transformation phase. This is a water. So she's... There's some contradictions in her statements and...
Well, no, to be honest, I do usually get dressed up for date nights and stuff. I feel as though the last few weeks I have been under pressure. And so all my free time I was working and like... On before our date night, I totally lost track of time. And he came to my apartment and he was like, "Our reservation's at 6 and it was 5:50. And I was still on the Zoom. And so I was like, "Oh, crap." I had no makeup on. I like ran up, changed and left. And I was like, "You know what? I'm hot. I have no makeup on. I look good."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm embracing it.
Whatever feels, when I say cute, I'm just saying like, however you want to look to take pictures for me to post on my Instagram.
Oh, okay. I respect that.
Yeah. So whatever that means to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Just want you to feel loved, cared for, respected.
Thank you.
Honored.
Honored. Oh
my on
God.
My Instagram page.
Thank you. That's all I'm asking for. That took a long time to get there.
I cannot.
I am impressed with how you handle that, Becca, because, years ago, 2011, my dad came to me and he's like, "You know, I don't see many pictures of me on your Facebook." And I was like, "Watch this." And I deleted Facebook. I deactivated it. I was off Facebook until like 2 years ago. I was off for a very long time because I was like, "This doesn't matter. Pictures doesn't mean anything. I'll show you how much it matters to me. I'm going to delete that." You know, I thought that was a very defensive thing to say instead of like, oh, you know, why does that bother you? Let's talk about this. So I'm impressed with, because that's the right way to do it.
Becca was like, screw it. Just delete
it. I'm off Instagram. That's it.
Delete it. And that actually feels very like gnarly of a reaction from you.
Yeah. You know, well, I thought it was a weird thing to bring up to somebody. like I don't know. Sorry, Tanya, but I did think it was like a weird thing to say. But also it was a very gnarly nuclear reaction from me.
See, I also find it so weird. Like, I could never see myself doing that. However, yeah. I appreciated her communicating it to me as opposed to like stewing about it.
Right, or like then, being passive aggressive.
Yeah, like being passive aggressive about it. So for me, I was like, would I ever do that? No. But this is a very Tanya thing for her to do. And she's communicating what she needs and what's important to her. Wow. Even though I'm like, that's... Yes.
This is mature. This is, you know what they call
very.
This? 33. Maturity. Oh. M-A-T-U-R-I-T-Y.
Thousands of dollars of therapy in dating someone who is similar in their communication.
That's great. Yeah. Thankful for this therapist. I'm reaping the benefits.
Yes. Yes, you are.
So wait, so you will not take pictures of Tanya if she's, you have to decide on the lingerie she wears before you will take pictures of her at the boudoir photo shoot?
Oh, I will take pictures
together,
of her.
Not together.
I will
just not together.
Happily to
so you don't mind what she's wearing.
Oh no. For her individual? No, I don't care at all. Yeah, I'll get every angle she wants in those crotchless underwear. But like us like posing together like this.
That would be weird. Yes, that would be weird.
A little.
Yeah.
Like siblings are dating. You know?
I hear
it's like that same vibe.
I hear
like,
you.
Yeah, so that we do have that coming up, but those will not be together. So we will plan a friend date night accordingly.
Happy to.
Great.
Because you know why?
Why?
Honestly, I do. I feel like a bird who just like cleaned her wings off, you know? Or a butterfly, some may say.
Oh, yeah?
And she's ready to fly.
What? Wait, what's the cause of you being a butterfly ready to fly? Like what?
I don't know. Nothing has nothing to do with a bird or flying. That was just my analogy.
Okay. But what's the newfound like living?
Oh, right. Because I was bogged down. I had a little bit of stress with deadlines and now I'm not anymore. So now I'm
free of deadlines.
Correct.
We also have to decide what we're wearing for Wingo Tango.
I have some thoughts.
Oh, hell. What?
Well, I was thinking like.
Is there a crotch involved?
Euphoria vibes, like kind of like bright colors. No. Okay. That's not the right word, but like bright colors. Like, you know, everyone's doing that cool, like pop pink, you know, like the thing over the eye, you know, and like. Mm-hmm. I'll just send you some photo inspo.
Okay. Well, I have seen, I'm a little nervous because, so Tanya has sends me dress options for JoJo's wedding, which is black tie. So, you know, typically it's like a longer, like it's fancy and elegant. And Tanya sends me a hot pink metallic dress that's like has a slit basically up to like the hip. And it's short, like it's a cocktail dress. And she's like, what do you think about this for JoJo's wedding? And I was like, I can't tell if you're kidding or not.
Like, oh, you? It's not a trashy dress.
No,
like, it's very elegant.
It was not what I would describe as elegant, but it's not trashy.
It was avant-garde.
But it would be cool. Like something you'd wear to Wingo Tango.
What?
Oh my God. You just
wow,
like.
Wow, that was high. Yeah.
To Wingo Tango, wow. It's like a daytime festival. You don't wear an avant-garde dress to Wingo Tango. You wear like.
Okay, it could
festival
be worn
attire.
To
Jingle Ball.
Yeah, I was going to say Jingle Ball or like iHeart Festival in Vegas.
Yeah, okay.
I think of all iHeart events kind of the same like dress
me
level.
Me too.
Oh, okay.
I'm
thinking about, I wore like a cute dress to the last Wingo Tango I went to, so I'm like confused. But anyways, it's interesting. And then she sends me a neon green. Granted, this one was long, but it had like cutouts throughout the midsection. And I'm like, Tanya, are you going to do this for like how long? I'm like, maybe something a little more neutral, like less rips out of the stomach. Like there is, you know, you can be sexy. There's a way of being sexy and still keeping it like within the appropriate.
You know, it was the website that I was on. I truly, once I got off that website, I realized that, you know, things.
What website was sending this?
When I look back at the photos I sent you, I was like literally laughing out loud, crying because I was just like looking at them and I'm like, these are not black tie at all. But I've just.
You had this conversation with Sissany. I overheard it the other day in the studio. You were saying to her, black tie. And so she's like, yeah, that means to the floor, dress to the floor. And yeah. You're like, well, I don't know. It doesn't. So she's like, yes.
I am so this. I focus so much on this and I don't know if it's a good thing necessarily, but like being appropriately dressed has been very important to me my whole life. Like I never want to be like underdressed or overdressed. Like it's always been really important that I'm like dressed at the expectation of the event that's being thrown, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I don't know if everyone cares. Like JoJo's kind of like, I don't care, but I don't know if she'd feel that way if you showed up and you're like neon.
No, Becca goes, as long as the dress isn't white, I think we're good.
Yeah.
Tanya's like, I found the perfect dress. Shows up in like a white gown with a train and a veil.
Found a dress. Okay. It's black and it's to the ground and it's very tasty.
She's like, they said it was for a wedding. They said it's perfect for a wedding.
For a black tie wedding, whatever that means.
Oh, so funny.
Haven't been to a black tie wedding in a minute.
I've been busted so many times being underdressed, and I hate that feeling so much that I overdress if there's any question at all whatsoever. The yeah. story, this was 10 years ago at least, but we were doing the Seacrest show, and the vice president of the United States, Joe Biden, was coming in to be interviewed. And I didn't even think about it. I was like, okay, great. And I was focused on that, and I was nervous about that. I wanted to make sure it went perfectly, but I didn't think about what I was wearing. That never even occurred to me. So I go to work wearing what I always wear, which is like a collared shirt and jeans. I get there. Everyone's in a suit. Everyone in the entire staff is in a suit and dress. I'm like, oh, my God. I didn't even think about that. So basically, I had to hide in the corner when the vice president comes in because I'm the idiot who's dressed in a normal shirt and jeans while everybody else is in a suit. I felt terrible. So ever since then, if there's any question, I'll put on a jacket or a tie just because I don't want to be that guy ever again. I was humiliated.
I that's exactly how I feel. Like I'd rather just be totally overdressed and people be like, wow, she really went for it, than people yeah. being like, wow, she did not care.
Right. Yeah.
Tanya,
well, I'm just living in my sweats lately. Living in my sweats. The concept of dressing up is so like, I don't know, because we've just not done it in a minute, you know?
Well, the thing is that you have, because you've done like red carpet events. So like if any of the group, well, these right, people in this okay. chat, it would be you who would be like knowing what to wear.
But even like jeans, like I put on jeans now and I'm like, ooh, oh,
jeans are so
constricting.
wait, I need to ask Easton. So I saw that you and Allison went to the Renaissance. Is it the Renaissance Fair?
Well, technically, it's the Renaissance Pleasure Fair in Irwindale, California.
What happens at the Pleasure Fair?
Well, you know, it's your typical Renaissance Fair. People in costume, living their medieval best life, and there's jousting, and there's turkey legs abound. It was for our friend's birthday, and we had a grand old time. Allison and I dressed up as the Ed Sheeran Taylor Swift song, The Joker and the Queen.
Wow.
I was the Joker and Allison was the Queen. I know that song is about playing cards, but we still took it to the royal court version. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. If you've never been to a Ren Fair, there's probably one in your area, and I recommend you check it out because it's a blast.
So I've always seen these on social media, and I've always seen like just random people like it's
is it like BDSM?
No.
I mean, I saw a guy get walked around on a leash with a collar, but I don't think it was sexual in nature. I think it was just he was someone's pet. That's what I think. That was
I think you're being thrown by the word pleasure. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, the pleasure. Yeah, word. Yeah, the pleasure. And I also have like BDSM in my mind because I was reading a lot about that Megan Fox interview.
Where they like drink each other's blood or?
Yeah, but in that same interview, there was like a whole thing about BDSM. So and I had to look up what it was.
Not BDSM, but I always thought, I don't know anyone who would go to that. And I was so curious. So when I saw y'all there, I was like, I need to know like what happens at this thing, because is it just like you dress up in costume and you kind of like live as they did in the Renaissance time?
I've been to a few Renaissance fairs in my day, and it's I just like themed entertainment. That's what it comes down to for me. But yeah, you don't have to dress up. I mean, I saw dudes just like in flannel shirts and like ball caps just walking around drinking mead. But it's fun, you know, like I went to buy a bottle of water and the guy, you know, that will be sixpence, sir. And I'm like a 10 and I didn't know how to say thank you. So I just said, good gracious. And he laughed at me. It's a fun time. I don't know. Yeah. You get to like role play. We did, knife throwing. They have like archery. You can put someone in the stocks where you like have your, it's like a punishment thing. You put your head in there and your arms, you know? Yeah. The word pleasure threw me too. Cause I've been to other Renaissance fairs that don't have that in the title. And I'm not sure if that's like a copyright thing or what it is, but pleasure's in the title. I didn't see anything like sexual there. It was just a regular Renaissance fair.
You're giving Tanya ideas with the man on the leash and the guy in the wooden thing. She's
the wheels are really turning over here.
You said what'd you say? You said role play. She her head twitched. Yeah,
she's turning.
All right, good to know. I've just always been curious, and I was like, I gotta ask Easton about that. I think
it's renting all month if you want to head out to beautiful Irwindale.
I might get on Amazon and order an outfit.
Oh my gosh.
It's fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know about turkey legs, but if people are calling me like milady and stuff, that could be fun.
Milady. Yeah, that's a good time.
Maybe that could be our cute friend date.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back with emails. All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at macys.com/giftfinder. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, we are back. Mark, we have some emails to get
to. We sure do, Becca. Thank you very much. Both anonymous again. The first one says, I've been with my husband for a total of 10 years, 3 years married, and we're only in our late 20s. We were high school sweethearts. He's truly my best friend. We've built a nice life together. He's a hard worker, and he's very supportive, and he's very social, and he's funny, and he has lots of friends and a great family, etc. However, he's really picked up a bad habit of drinking every single day. Years ago when it started, he was hiding liquor bottles in his room when we were dating and living at our separate homes with our parents. And thankfully, he has since stopped drinking liquor because it turns him into a whole different person. I'm now the nagging, annoying wife who gets on him about it every day, and I don't want to be that person. But I just don't understand the need for 1 to 4 beers every night when we both work 9 to 5 jobs Monday through Friday. I'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions, especially since I know Mark and Easton don't drink at all. Am I being unreasonable for being so annoyed?
This is really hard because I don't think that you're unreasonable for not wanting your spouse to like need to drink every night. I know a lot of people will like come home and have a beer or a glass of wine to just wind down after a long day, but I personally I only drink socially because I don't really like the taste. Like I don't find comfort in the taste of alcohol. So I don't know that I have great advice for this.
Well, yeah, you do. Think about it. Like, don't necessarily put the alcohol with it, but it's like, okay, you've been with somebody for so many years and then they develop a habit that is not something that has been in the beginning of your relationship. They develop a new habit. Like,
well, it sounds like it has been in the beginning of the relationship that he was hiding.
Well, it was liquor before, and now it's just beer, but it's still bothering her. Yeah.
I just think at the end of the day, like, it's wrong to be annoyed at all because, again, it's not your preference. You're allowed to be annoyed by things, but at the same time, it's like you can't force somebody, you know, if that's the way he's choosing to unwind, unless it's a real issue and he's not making it to work and it's like impacting other things. Like you can't tell somebody else how to live their life.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's like if he's getting drunk and it's altering his like demeanor and personality, I think that's a bigger conversation because it's like,
right. Or like he's being mean to you or, yeah, you know,
like if he's being rude or he's treating you in a different way when he drinks,
right. Then that's like a hell no.
Yeah. But if I guess I'm with Tony in the sense that if he is coming home and it takes 4 beers for him to relax and he's not like, if he has a high tolerance for it, I just, in my mind, I think like, is 4 going to turn into 6? Is 6 gonna, you know, it's just like, once you get numb or adjusted to a certain amount, will it increase? And I think that's where it becomes a scary, as someone who, if I was like watching my significant other do that, I would be like, okay, is this gonna turn into a problem? So I get the fear of like, I don't want to be nagging and annoying, but can we have a bigger conversation about what is this and is it going to continue forever?
And I also think too, you can, you know, do things in a way that maybe, you know, you can say you want to not drink as much, or maybe you guys like challenge each other and you do like a month where you kind of like reset and don't drink and, you know, go to sleep early and kind of, I don't know. There's like, I feel like there's more positive ways to encourage it versus like
nagging. Yeah.
I do. This is hard for me because I've never been drunk, as you said. But I do think about my wife. My wife drinks wine and she drinks it pretty regularly. And I have thought to myself, like, what would I do if suddenly every single night there was a bottle in the recycling bin. Like, at what point would I step in and say, like, we need to have a talk? And I think that's what it is. I think you just got to sit down and not in a nagging way, but in a loving way, say that you're concerned. Mm-hmm. Because... And you, there's other angles too. Like, that's a lot of money and that's a lot of calories. Like, that's kind of what I've always thought about alcohol too. Is like, it's very expensive, and boy, for a night really does add up. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a loving way you got to come after it and just say that you're concerned, that you think that it's becoming something that is a compulsion and that's not good. Mm-hmm. And you want to be there for him and help him. And if he's dealing with something, you're there for him and you want to help him in any way that you can. Mm-hmm. He may not respond well to that. I don't know, but I do think it's going to have to be resolved at some point or another, because it's going to keep bothering you. And it's not wrong that it bothers you.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's like just approaching it more and like, I care about you and I don't want this to become a problem or something that's continually getting increased. And maybe there's a way of like, hey, like, we drink on the weekends, or, you know, if he likes the taste of it, they have non-alcoholic beers. You know, I think there's just like a way of approaching it of like, hey, I want you to be healthy and I want you to be around for a long time. And is there, you know, I want to be there for you and support you and not feel like I'm like nagging you.
Yeah.
Just let him know that you're not trying to do it in that way. You just care about him.
Yeah. Yeah. And until, like anything else with addiction, until he realizes he has a problem, he's not going to do much about it. But it's good to at least plant some seeds. Yeah. This is a tough one. The second anonymous
Taylor
email.
Swift song.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Taylor Swift song.
I'm just going to go with Dear John.
Oh, why?
Just imagining his name's John for some reason.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. So Dear John.
You're just imagining that his name is John.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that song deals with addiction and how to talk to your... No.
I'm going to go with...
Interesting that you forced this part in and yet you have kind of a cop-out answer.
I'm going to go with I Wish You Would.
Oh my gosh. Good one. Yeah. You know what? I do need to make a list of her songs and just have it here for reference.
We talked about that last week.
Yeah. okay. All right. This is a tough one. My husband of 8.5 years revealed a month ago that he's been having an affair for the last 6 months. He has surrendered, told me everything, and feels so much guilt and shame and does not want to keep living that fake life. He ended it with her. We actually both talked to her on the phone. We're going to marriage counseling and individual counseling. Well, it was just revealed a few days ago that she's pregnant. She swears she hasn't been with anyone but him. She also doesn't want my husband involved in this child's life at all, ever. I love my husband. He is my person. We have a 1-year-old child. Question one, do we need a paternity test? Question two, what do or can we do about her not wanting my husband involved in the child's life? Question three, can our marriage survive this? I really want it to, but I don't want to be kidding myself. Let's go one at a time, shall we?
Jeez Louise.
First, I am so sorry. This is so
devastating.
Devastating and complicated. And I can't even imagine what you're going through. Do we need a paternity test? I mean,
I would say yes, just in the sense that you didn't say in your email, but this woman that's saying he's the father, is she saying, I don't want you involved, but I want your money?
It doesn't sound like it. The first two questions are tough because I feel like those are legal questions that we don't have the expertise on. I think you need to talk to an attorney if you do, because you can't force a paternity test on her. You'd have to have a judge do that. And same with the custody. If he wants custody of his child, he might be able to get it. But again, you'd have to get a lawyer involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I agree with Mark. I think those are way above our level of.
But yeah, advice. But I'm thinking if this person is wanting money, then you for sure get a paternity test.
Definitely.
And like you for sure. If that's what you want, I would assume he would want custody if it is his child, then I would say, hell yeah.
Yeah, but I
even just visitation. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even can your marriage survive this? I mean, I don't know. I personally would have a very hard time. I don't know that I could live in peace with knowing someone could do that to me. And at the same time, I know there's so much healing that can happen, especially like committing to each other and going to therapy. And like really committing to like being there for each other. I've heard of people's stories having redemption. So I definitely think if both people want it to, it can survive it. But you really have to take care of yourself in this situation and like pay attention to how you're feeling through it all, because of course he feels guilt and shame, you know, like at the very least, that's what he should be feeling for doing that to you, especially with having a child together. But I think it's like you'd got to really tune into how you're feeling and how your heart feels. And if you're able to like actually continue living your life and having a healthy relationship with trust and loyalty, because that's going to be hard to like just let go of what he's done.
Yeah. And I think it just depends on like you personally and the type of person that you are, because I know for me personally, that's something I couldn't get past, because I'm not the school of thought of once a cheater, always a cheater. I think people make mistakes. I think people grow and learn from them. But I do think that if you were in a serious committed relationship, you were married, and somebody goes outside of that marriage, there is a character flaw. There is something there that they can be in a committed marriage to you and go outside the marriage. There's something not there. And so I would have a hard time. I know for me personally, I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. I don't think it's impossible. And I think, yes, you can. I think you just have to really like look in at yourself and think to yourself if you can, because I know for me, I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't be able to. Beck wouldn't be able to. I don't think I'd be able to. But the only person's opinion that really matters here is the anonymous emailer who says in her email, she really wants her marriage to survive this. And if that's the case, then I think you can get through this. Right. If he is as remorseful, if he is as contrite as you make him out to be, I think there's hope here. And I know that's weird, because 6 months is a long time to be betraying somebody. That's a tough one. That's what would bother me. And maybe you're going to make the commitment to continue this, and a couple of months from now, you're going to realize that he can't be out of your sight without you torturing yourself with all these thoughts. Maybe you're going to realize this is too hard for you to continue. Time will tell. But as of right now, if you want this to work, I think it's clear he wants this to work. The fact that you're open to him having being involved in his child's life that was had outside of your marriage, you're a heck of a person, I think. So I think you guys have got a shot. I think you can do this if you both kind of recommit to each other. I think there's hope.
Yeah. I also was thinking that, too. It wasn't just like a one time, like I was dumb and I cheated. It was like a continuation of him making
that's
that
a
decision.
Lot of lying.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of them coming home every night, kissing you while they're who knows what with somebody else. You know, it's like, at what point were the lies, like where did the lies start and where did the lies stop? You know, it's just like thinking, I mean, I would be, it would not go well with me.
Yeah. It gives me hope that he admitted to it, like that she didn't like catch him or like find something, like he brought it up to her. That being said, Mark and I have worked on a certain podcast about someone who has tried to work past infidelity in a marriage, and it just seemed every single minute of every single day was like work, and it just seems like so exhausting and difficult, and you know, it can be done, but like at what cost? I don't know. This is something she has to think about. That's so hard.
Yeah. I was going to say that too. Like at what point are you not even able to enjoy the relationship because you're trying so hard to make it work, or you know, put in that trust.
And in the email she did say, this is my person and I want it to work, but really think about that. Like, what is it about the relationship that you want it to work? You know, like, is it actually him, or is it the comfortability of being in a relationship and, you know, working hard and spending so much time, investing your time? Because I know sometimes that just the fear of starting over is what keeps people in relationships that they don't necessarily want.
And other lies, like, all of the related lies are going to start to come up. Like there's going to be moments when you're like, oh, we should check out that restaurant. He'll be like, oh, I've been there. Yeah, I've been there without you. Or oh, yeah, you went to Lake Tahoe last year, didn't you? For work? No, I didn't. That was a lie. I was actually in Santa Monica with her at a hotel. Yeah, that stuff's going to come up. And man, that's going to be brutal. Every time it's going to be reopening that wound.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I just just saw Becca looking for a Taylor Swift song, and I'm not prepared.
Here we go. Taylor Swift song. What's it going to be? She can really use a good one right now.
I know. I'm trying to. I'm going to say peace, because I want her to find peace, whether it's like outside of the marriage or in her marriage. I hope she finds peace with herself and with her relationship, whatever she chooses.
God, that was a good one. Okay. I'm going to go with Wildest Dreams. And my reason for this is because your wildest dreams are possible. And it's not good.
No. You want it random and then you're backward justifying it.
No, because like I want her to know that like her wildest dreams can be reality. Like,
what about Exile?
What's Exile about?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
What's Exile about?
It's basically about someone who, like, they see their life, like, with another person, you know?
I gave so many signs.
What's the end where she's like, all this time, I never learned to read your mind. I couldn't turn things around. You never gave a warning sign.
Oh, my God. How about Illicit Affairs?
Well, I mean,
it's a little on the nose, yeah. But okay. By the way, Tanya, Exile, when that came out, that's the song that you said you needed to have in and around your mouth. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. That's the Bon Iver song.
Yeah, that's right.
In
yeah.
And around her mouth.
Yeah.
I thought that was such a funny way to describe a song.
I did. God, that one. Okay. Maybe this is me trying.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like, she's going to try. It's okay.
I've just given that one before. I feel like that could be applied to every advice email we give. Someone trying. That's why they've reached out. So,
or Stay Beautiful, you know, just like stay. All right.
I think we're good.
I think we're good.
All you had to do was stay. Like, that's going to fire her up. That song's going to fire you up. If you need to be fired up, listen to that one. All you had to do was stay. All you had to do was be faithful.
Should have said no.
All right. Well, maybe you should study those or write them out just so.
Well, know. It's a serious situation. She needed about 8 different Taylor Swift songs, and she
got them. True. She needs them to feel good, to feel fired up. You know,
whole playlist for you.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, that'll be it. We'll be back Thursday. We have a Thursday episode this week, so we will be back
Thirsty Thursday.
Then. Hope you all have a great beginning of the week. The Met Gala, is that happening right now?
Sure is.
As we speak, the red carpet is happening.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I saw some early sneak peeks of Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner.
Oh, I saw that too.
Yeah.
I never understand it fully, but it's something that if you follow the right people, you're forced to see and be a part of. So,
you know, it's something to strive for.
To go there?
Yeah, it'd be so cute.
All right. Well, on that note, hope you all have a great day. We love you. We'll see you Thursday.
We love you. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code iHeart to get 20% off your first purchase, only at TomboyX.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.